Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer.
The number is up to four now, yes.
Again, four deaths along with the damaged buildings and downed power lines in St. Louis. The Supreme Court is keeping the block in place, preventing the Trump administration from deporting Venezuelan migrants detained in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
The Supreme Court maintains its concern about due process, that there has to be a review or a period for would-be deportees to challenge their deportation.
Nine of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail this morning are still on the run. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson says there are indications they had inside help.
It was a fluid situation. We're still gathering information. We are investigating our own to find out exactly what happened.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A slamming door mistaken for gunfire triggered confusion, evacuation, and a lockdown yesterday. It happened at Milwaukee's busy Zeidler Municipal Building. Police rushed to the scene after reports of shots fired, but officials say no shots were fired and no one was hurt. The building was cleared, and authorities say they're now looking for the door slammer. A federal judge will decide in July whether charges will be tossed out against Judge Hannah Dugan. Her attorneys Wednesday asked for a dismissal. Yesterday, she pleaded not guilty to allegedly trying to assist an undocumented man evade ICE arrest. She had supporters rallying outside the Milwaukee courthouse yesterday. More than 100 protesters gathered, calling the case against Dugan an attack on constitutional freedoms. Her attorneys argue she has judicial immunity. At the Capitol, proposed legislation would let the Scouts recruit new members in Wisconsin schools. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Lucia Cronin, president of the Milwaukee-based Three Harbors Council of Scouting America, spelled out the issue to the Senate Education Committee. Cronin said while there are more than 760 schools in Wisconsin that still have a scouting program, but the inability to effectively recruit new members means those programs are dying. Tim Molspeak with the Chippewa Valley Council described the same situation in northwest Wisconsin. He said the bill would simply allow scouting to continue to invest in young people. He said access has been an issue for about the last 10 years, driven largely by legal concerns rather than objections by superintendents and principals. Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation last session, citing concerns over local control and possible conflicts with federal law.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins. It's the start of a three-game weekend series. The Twins come into Milwaukee as one of the hottest teams in the big leagues with an 11-game winning streak. We spoke to manager Pat Murphy in his office before the game.
Everything worries me about everybody. Everybody's good. There's not a team on that schedule there. There isn't a team on that schedule that you don't respect the same way. And then sometimes you over-respect teams that you don't need to. You certainly can't undervalue any team there because every team on that schedule can beat you. The record does not matter. The Reds just got beat 2 out of 3 by the White Sox at home. You know, does that mean the Reds are a bad team? They're absolutely not a bad team. What does that mean? Tito Francona is a bad manager? Of course not. The bottom line is anybody, it's big leagues. Anybody can beat anybody any given day.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. I'll have a full recap later tonight from Milwaukee with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, some showers, even a few thunderstorms and breezy, lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still an early shower and breezy, highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny in mid to upper 50s Sunday. It's 74 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Pat's still on vacation, but he returns soon, we promise. But for now, we have the return of Bach and the Doc. Dr. Kristen Lyerly sits in the big chair, and we go over all the news from the weekend. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. And sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, stormy Friday night if you're here in Northeast Wisconsin, but nicer in other parts of the state. Great to have you here. And we've got a great show tonight. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be along at 7:35 with a new tunes and excellent conversation. Our question of the night is, what is a food that totally grosses you out? We had a great discussion earlier and got a lot of activity on our social media pages and here on the show. And we resolved a situation with Ollie and another listener, and people came to her defense. It was a lot of warmth and a lot of virtual hugs here on Nightlight. It was, as usual, our listeners are the best. Thank you for being with us tonight. Right now, my guest is Nate Vomhoff. We have a few more minutes with Nate. He is a Milwaukee-based photographer, and he is also a pharmacist, and he takes really cool photos. So I recommend you check out his website, or you can follow him on Instagram, where he posts really cool stuff, too. We've got Nate for a few more minutes here. So, Nate, what do you say to people? Like, when you became a photographer, I assume you had to get an actual camera and learn how to use it and all this intricacies and lighting and lenses and all that kind of stuff. Can you be a real photographer and use an iPhone?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, the shot I got yesterday was with the iPhone. So, I mean, you can take incredible photos. The problems come when you're, you know, looking to blow them up larger than life and print them out. Then the quality sometimes goes down a little bit, but the cameras nowadays and phones are pretty powerful.
So what do you take your pictures with? You mentioned a drone, and you mentioned that you did use an iPhone for one, but do you have a specific camera you like, and do you have to change the lenses? Do you light stuff? How do you do that?
Yeah, so I have my drone is a Mavic 3 Pro. The 4 just came out, so I might have to look into getting that one. But then the camera that I have a Sony mirrorless camera, A7 R4, and I do have a couple different lenses. So, and I didn't start with multiple lenses. I started with one and kind of just, you know, reinvested from money I made from photos and just, you know, keep amping up the collection of lenses. So
were you taking pictures before the digital camera became all the rage? Like, did you use an actual film camera? Have you ever used those?
No, I never used a film camera. So right when I started, mirrorless were coming out. So I had a DSLR. And then the mirrorless started taking over the market. So that's when I invested in the Sony camera. And then, I've stuck with that one. I haven't changed it out since I got it. So
nice. Check out Nate's work at natevomhoff.com. All right. So let's talk about some moving pictures, Nate. What kind of movies do you like?
Movies. I'm kind of all over the board. I'm always down for a good horror movie. Try to scare myself once in a while.
Nice.
Besides that, I'm kind of excited for this the Lilo and Stitch remake to come out.
Oh, wow.
It's just the nostalgia of that. I don't know. It's a fun movie. Elvis Presley, you know?
Okay. Very cool. So, do you have a typical genre you like, or do you like to go to the theater or watch them at home?
I am going to be honest. I'm not a huge movie person. I like to be outside and hanging out with the dog out there and, you know, stay outside.
So you're probably not binge watching any TV shows you could recommend then either.
No, I keep hearing how great White Lotus is, and I have not started it yet. So we'll see if we get there.
All right. Very cool. Do you have a food that you find absolutely disgusting? Something that you just can't eat?
I keep coming back to, I don't like mushrooms. Don't put mushrooms in anything. I'm not a fan. Some people like them. I was told growing up that they don't have a taste. So I figured, why put them in things if they don't have a taste? So, and then it's a texture thing.
Fair enough. Nate, have a great night. Thank you for your time. Continued success behind the pharmacy counter and behind the camera. Keep doing what you do. It's great stuff.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Nate Baumhoff. Check out his website, natebaumhoff.com. You can follow him on Instagram. He's got great photos of Milwaukee, some of Madison, and then he's got San Francisco. He did, and I think there's merch there too. I meant to ask Nate about that. I think he has a calendar, a Milwaukee photography calendar you can check out if you're really into Milwaukee. That could be kind of cool. So Conrad, someone else is coming to the defense of your mom, but Tom from New Berlin also says, I guess he's being adversarial. Sauerkraut is a love drug, helps with gut, plus it has vitamin C and lactic acid, which helps with libido. Nature's Viagra.
You know,
except Tom, if your breath smells like sauerkraut, girls aren't going to get near you, or guys, yes, or whatever. So I don't know.
My dad loves sauerkraut, I think. So I think he's told me that it has good benefits to it. I can't get past that. Like, I've tried it before. I've gave it a chance. And every time I try it, I'm like, this just doesn't taste good or smell good.
Yeah, I don't mind the taste of it. Like, if it's on a brat, it's not ever something I seek out, but I'll put some on a brat. I've had that. It's not too bad. But Tom, is your dad giving you advice? Like,
he always tries to get me to try some new stuff, I think. And the one that he comes back to is liver. He likes it.
Oh, yeah. That's a generational thing, I think.
I'm not putting that anywhere near my mouth. or my nose.
That's one of our popular answers tonight. And Steady Eddie says, Pete, as a kid, I would not, could not eat liver and onions. Couple puke emojis. He says, as a kid, I wouldn't eat liver and onions. No one could make me. I still don't, never will. Final answer, Steady Eddie. That was from the heart. That did not have Steady Eddie's normal composition of his text. He's not a fan. And a lot of people, I would say that's our winner tonight so far. Anyway, we got a ways to go. But, here's a good one. Nick from Marshall. He's in the 608. He says, the smell of Limburger cheese grosses me out. I have to be honest. There are some cheeses I like, but some cheese, the smell, I agree. Some cheeses just have a disgusting smell. Nick says, my grandfather used to eat all kinds of disgusting food, including opossum. Oh, no. That's horrible. And he says, and I also have an uncle who is a retired chef and also said possum is delicious when cooked the right way. Yeah, when cooked as chicken or steak. That's terrible. I'm having trouble getting through Nick's text just because I cannot fathom eating a possum. Just from the way they walk into the darkness. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
But Nick continues. He says, don't know about you and Conrad, but the thought of eating possum makes me want to. Four barf emojis. Nick is not holding back. Yeah, I'm with you, Nick. That sounds really disgusting. I looked up some gross foods here, and these are great ones. Where is that? I just had that here. One of them was bat soup. Here's another one. Bull penis.
Yeah, that's... I don't think I'd try that.
And here's what it says about the bull penis. You can read into these puns if you like. The bull penis, the long and short of it is, Bull penis is featured on menus in China and is purported to have aphrodisiacal powers. I believe that. I guess
the shape of it.
Yeah.
When it
if you're a
up.
Female bull, it gets your motor running, but it doesn't do anything for me personally.
I don't. I don't think I would try that if I'm being honest.
I'd have to be pretty damn hungry. Here's another one. Jello salad. Oh, that's. I'm not a fan, but I that wouldn't be high on my list.
Is that like Jello salad? Is that just a bunch of like cube Jellos, like in the bowl?
This is like a Jello mold. Like it looks like a bundt cake. There's probably like cocktail weenies in it or something.
Oh,
here's another one. Sheep eyeballs. Yeah, that's pretty gross. Licorice, black licorice.
Black
not a fan, but I wouldn't put it up there high on the list.
No, but it is gross.
Here's one, Conrad. You ready for this? Mouse wine, found in parts of Korea and China, allegedly helps treat all kinds of medical conditions. The drink is essentially rice wine infused with, where are we going here? I lost my place. Rice wine. Rice wine doesn't sound good. Oh, it's already. I had to click on the link and it goes all the way down. Bull, there's another one called Bull Member. They have a picture of it. Oh, that's just awful. All right. So that's our question of the night, folks. You still have time to get in on the fun. What is your what is a food that totally grosses you out? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cliff Wall, he's watching on Facebook. Our pal Cliff Wall says, Pete, cooked red cabbage, one notch worse than sauerkraut. Cliff has his bad foods. He has a notch system. Thank you, Cliff. Dave, listening on the stream, says, any mud bug. I don't even know what that term is. Any mud bug, lobster, shrimp, crawfish, scallops, clams. Wow, Dave. I can eat all those. Crawfish I'm not crazy about.
But
all the other stuff, clams, oysters, lobster, shrimp, scallops, I can do all that. But a lot of people don't like the shellfish.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
You know?
I absolutely love it, but.
I do too, but it's polarizing. Nick, also from Nick from before, from Marshall, from the 608, he says, I would imagine Rocky Mountain oysters would taste disgusting too. I don't know what those are. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad says, the one food I have always not been a fan of is head cheese. Oh, gross. I don't even fully know what head cheese is, but I've heard it throughout the course of my life. Look that up right now if you would, because I would love to know what that is. I've never bothered to look into it. I just knew it was never getting anywhere near my pie hole.
You ready? You ready to
Steve says, hang on a second. Okay. Steve says, even on a cracker, it still sucks. Even on a cracker. On another note, sorry, Conrad, on the canned tuna. You know it was your cat's Toby and Raskus favorite. Oh, maybe that's why, Conrad.
You know, it was the smell. When I'd come home from school and I could smell tuna, I'd instantly go downstairs or go outside. I just couldn't do it.
Ronnie from Oregon confirms that escargot is a snail. Yes,
yes.
I did know that. I just forgot. All right, so what is head cheese? What are we looking at here?
The picture looks disgusting. So it says a meat jelly made from the head of pig or calf. Sometimes sheep or cow. There's no dairy product and contains no cheese.
No cheese. No kidding. Oh, that's so bad.
It looks gross.
I've seen pictures of it. Yeah, I would never go anywhere near it. Tom from New Berlin says, my food was fried liver. My parents loved it, but my mom made liver dumplings and served them in a beef broth. Boy, I could probably read all these texts later and vomit.
I was saying the same thing.
It's just terrible. Tom also says the broth made it acceptable. Okay, so Tom muscled it down. That's good. Gizmo, he's listening from the 920. I think that's our pal Gizmo. Kind of.
Yeah.
He says head cheese. It's not cheese so much as it is made of pig face parts and gelatin. It's so gross, and people ate it all the time back in like the 50s. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says can't stand toe jam and ham in a can. That's so awful. All right, I'm going to go vomit. We're coming right back, folks. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at the bottom of the hour after the news. When we come back, I've got a great clip about how they found George Costanza. That's coming up. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Get ready to rock the lakefront. Racine Harbor Fest is back June 13th and 14th. This beloved music festival returns to the heart of downtown Racine for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun, all right on the shores of Lake Michigan. Friday night, kick off summer with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. And then turn up the energy with In the Sticks, delivering the best of live country. On Saturday, it's a double shot of high-octane entertainment, high-energy country from Bella Kane, and all the heart-pounding rock from Heart to Heartbreaker, a tribute to Heart and Pat Benatar. Come on, old girlie, sit with the snack. Two nights of unforgettable music, one legendary lakefront party. Advance tickets are just $8, plus VIP tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
We're doing this day without childcare. What we do is we talk about what would happen, what would it look like if we didn't have childcare. But we also talk about what could it be? What can we do to change the system? I love all the protests. I love all the people speaking out against things. But we also need to participate in democracy by saying what we want and what we need and talk to our reps that way. So that's what this event is all about.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight. This is a Friday version. It is an almost weekend version of Nightlight. Great to have you here, wherever you are listening, whether it's on the stream or the app or the radio. It's great to make your acquaintance here. Conrad is riding shotgun. Our question of the night is, what is a food that really grosses you out? And wait, did we read this one from Monica? Oh, those are new. Okay, I got to go back because I almost missed a text from, I think it was Monica from Mount Horeb. So let's leave that. Let's read that one before we move on to the clips. It was Lori from Hayward. She's in the 715. She says, don't think I can handle blood sausage. That sounds awful. You asked about the ham salad or ham spread. That basically is ham ground up with fine chopped pickles, onions, and mayo. My sister and her family both love it. But she does not, because another puke emoji. I've seen a lot of puke emojis tonight, folks. And Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, right before the break, referred to ham in a can as toe jam. Can't stand toe jam and ham in a can. Oh, this is so bad. Monica from Mount Horeb says, oh, wait a minute. Nick from Marshall is giving us more advice here. He says watermelon is actually an aphrodisiac.
All right.
Yeah, if you're Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene, you have to see that movie to understand that reference. And maybe you don't want to. Yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, thanks, Pete. Thank you, Tom, buddy. Great to have you listening, as always. Monica from Mount Horeb says, for Conrad, I didn't think I liked sauerkraut either until I made some fresh. Don't eat the nasty vinegary stuff in a can. I bought a jar of Polish sauerkraut in white wine. It was delicious. What does that do for you, Con? Anything?
You know, I'll give it one more try if it's made fresh. But is so the stuff at the ballpark isn't fresh, I'm guessing. That's the stuff that's vinegary.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I don't mind it, but it probably does taste a lot different if you make it fresh. Nick from Marshall, Oh, Nick from Marshall clarifies. I knew it was something like this. He says Rocky Mountain oysters is another name for bull testicles. So there are people that eat bull penis and bull testicles.
I'll skip out on both.
Bunch of pervs. Conrad's dad checks back in. The secret to great sauerkraut is brown sugar. Shredded fresh potatoes. Cook all the sauce in a pan. Add a great brat on a brat bun. Ketchup, fresh diced onions, and you have perfection. So your mom and dad must have some issues when your dad is craving sauerkraut.
Yeah, my dad eats all the gross stuff.
All the Wisconsin foods that are popular. Wasn't your dad, didn't he like the ground beef on a cracker with an onion? Was he one of those guys?
Yeah. I think my dad will eat about just anything besides head cheese.
Jim from Appleton looks up head cheese, second cousin. Look up souse. S-O-U-S-E.
I looked
it up. Head cheese's second cousin. What is it? Is it horrible?
It's a pickled meat dish often made with pig's feet.
Oh, God. No, thank you, Phil. Next time I do a bad food-related question, slap me. All right, so I found this clip. I thought this was really cool. Do we have time? How long is the Seinfeld clip where he's talking to Howard Stern?
It's about 1 minute and 20. We got time.
All right, let's try that, and let's try to see if we can squeeze in the other one, too. But let's start with Jerry Seinfeld telling Howard Stern about how he finds his material. I thought this was fascinating.
I'm never not working on material.
So
ever.
even when you're sitting with your wife, you're sitting with the kids, it's material.
Every second of my existence, I'm thinking, could I do something with that?
That to me sounds torturous. Like you cannot
let
go. So if I came over to your house and we were hanging out, you're kind of really looking for material.
Not
and,
kind of. I'm looking for material that's all the time.
That's being at work 24 hours a day. It's neurotic.
Making jokes is not work. It's a gift.
How the hell can sit and remember all of this material?
What else have I got to do?
That's your day? You memorize this material?
Howard, you do it over and over and over. You say the Tiger Woods. I how do you remember which club to use? What the hell else has this guy got to do?
So when someone says to you, oh, you have it so easy, you're so naturally funny and blah, blah, blah. Yes, you are naturally funny and you do have that ability to figure that stuff out, but they don't realize the amount of work that goes into it.
It's like going into the gym every day.
It's hard.
You know how you walk in every day and you go, oh, geez, I got to do this again.
Yeah, it sounds like a tortured life. And you say it's not.
It is. But you know what? Your blessing in life is when you find the torture you're comfortable with.
I can't
and that's
argue
marriage,
with that.
It's kids, it's work. It's exercise.
Yes.
It's not eating the food you want to eat.
Right.
Find the torture you're comfortable with and you'll do well.
That is so great. Find the torture you're comfortable with. Love that line. Do we have time for the other one?
Yeah.
I love this. This is Larry David talking about when he found George Costanza, Jason Alexander, the actor. This is a great clip, too.
Hardest part to cast was George. We went through a lot of actors for George. And then we got a tape that was made in New York. Jason was in New York. And he had auditioned with a casting director. So it was just him sitting on a chair with no background, reading from the pilot script. And I saw about 10 seconds of it. Mm. Honest to God, I saw 10 seconds. I said, turn it off. There he is. You know, an unbelievable actor. I can't imagine anybody else having done that role. Mm. And never won an Emmy, which is a crime.
Like, I thought that was really interesting how they found George. And I listened to another interview recently where Jason Alexander was talking about that, how he didn't think he had a chance because he was on like a VHS tape that somebody put him on. But so I thought that was interesting. One of those situations where they sent everybody home because they got their guy. But also that he never won an Emmy. Like, George is almost universally everybody's favorite Seinfeld character. Never won an Emmy. I didn't realize that until I watched that interview at 4 o'clock in the morning when I sent it to you, Conrad. You were probably sound asleep.
Yes, I was snoring.
All right. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, our pal Terry Barr joins us right after the news. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A deadly storm system, including a possible tornado, has plowed through the St. Louis, Missouri area. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer.
The number is up to 4 now, yes.
Again, 4 deaths, along with the damaged buildings and downed power lines in St. Louis. The Supreme Court is keeping the block in place, preventing the Trump administration from deporting Venezuelan migrants detained in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Supreme Court maintains its concern about due process, that there has to be a review or a period for would-be deportees to challenge their deportation.
9 of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail this morning are still on the run. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Hudson says there are indications they had inside help.
It was a fluid situation. We're still gathering information. We are investigating our own to find out exactly what happened.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Minnesota Twins. It's the start of a 3-game weekend series. The Twins come into Milwaukee as one of the hottest teams in the big leagues with an 11-game winning streak. We spoke to manager Pat Murphy in his office before the game.
Everything worries me about everybody. Everybody's good. There's not a team on that schedule there. There isn't a team on that schedule that you don't respect the same way. And then sometimes you over-respect teams that you don't need to. You certainly can't undervalue any team there, because every team on that schedule can beat you. The record does not matter. The Reds just got beat 2 out of 3 by the White Sox at home. You know, does that mean the Reds are a bad team? They're absolutely not a bad team. What does that mean? Tito Francona is a bad manager?
Of course not.
Of course not. The bottom line is, anybody, it's big leagues. Anybody can beat anybody any given day.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. I'll have a full recap later tonight from Milwaukee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever, and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, some showers, even a few thunderstorms and breezy, lows in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still an early shower and breezy, highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny in mid to upper 50s Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn,
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Terry!
Hi!
Hi there! And welcome, everybody, back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba with my co-host for the segment, Miss the lovely and talented, and her taste in music is not surpassed by anyone, Terry Barr. How are you, my friend? Great to see you.
You as well. Happy Friday. I know we often chat on Friday and just, you know, how have you been? How's the week?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. This week has been something once again, but here we are to enjoy some great music together.
Absolutely. And I have to ask you right out of the gate, Terry, do you have a food that makes you want to hurl or something you totally grossed out at? That's our question of the night. I know it's terrible.
You know, I think for me, and oh, my dad would be so mad about this, liver and onions.
That's the hands-down winner tonight.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people do not like liver and onions.
Oh, I can't do it. That and pea soup.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow, I can see that. I've come around on pea soup over the years, but I understand why people don't like it. It's got a horrible color, and it's just, I get that.
And I guess I don't like peas anyway, so it's like, ugh, yucky.
Yeah, crushing them up and heating them up only makes it worse. Mm-hmm. We've got on the stream, Joseph Wolf says, cannot do slimy texture foods, okra, cooked spinach, etc. Okay, I can see that. And Kurt Krause says, I'm a big fan of kraut. I like it best with fried garlic and onions as I pan fry Italian sausage in olive oil. Well, that actually sounds pretty good.
The kraut absorbs good.
Yeah, the kraut absorbs the salt and all the other flavors. It's amazing. All right, Kurt. Well, I think you need to have all of us over for your kraut. Kurt Krause's kraut. I think you got something there, buddy.
I like your idea, Pete. We're coming over.
Let's do it. Let's go get some kraut at Kurt Krause's house. How are you tonight, Terry? It's good to see you.
I'm good. I am good. I know we're a week away from Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. And, you know, everybody should take some time, obviously, to think about those that sacrificed for all of us, for what we are able to do. There's also, if you like music, as we always talk about, there's a huge music event in Madison on Memorial Weekend, and it's free. It's free to get in.
Wow.
It's called Pop Fest, and the music goes day and night on, I think they're up to 4 different stages.
Really? Wow, that sounds fantastic. I remember you talking about that last year. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, let's get to it. You've once again outdone yourself. You have these two great artists you're going to share with us tonight. Who should we start with?
What do you feel? I try to bring a little difference to you.
Yeah.
So we've got some blues, we've got some jazz. What are you feeling first?
I think, should we go with the longer song is Tony's song. So should we go with that first and maybe and then segue into Marissa? Okay. So tell us about Tony. Is it Kamen?
It is. Nicely done.
Tony Kamen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tony Kamen and the Soundgarden crew. I love that name.
New band. They have names in this band that are incredible that I've heard from around Southern Wisconsin. And they even stole a bunch of the horn players from another really great blues band, the Jimmies.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how they pulled that off, or I don't think they're sharing them either. I think they are now with Tony. who knows what's going to happen. I know the Jimmies, they have their own horn section, but this is very cool. Tony and everyone else in this band, they've all been around, played Wisconsin for years. In fact, Tony's music career goes back to the 1970s when he did rock. Got a little older, he decided to go more to the blues, or maybe as we get older, we feel more of the blues. I'm not sure which is more accurate.
Maybe both,
exactly. And he just really wanted to find a bunch of people that all just really wanted to enjoy playing together. They don't play out a lot. In fact, they actually, as the Soundgarden crew, took a break and only recently got back together as the still fairly new band. And they're going to be on Max Inc. Radio to preview some music and some discussions about, you know, why they're back together. They've got a show coming up at the Red Rooster, which is a great blues bar in Madison on May 23rd. But otherwise, you know, from what I've been hearing and reading, they are just really excited to, as a group, get back on stage together.
Yeah, it's when you say new band, they've all been part of other bands though, right?
Correct. Yes. Okay. And Tony with the most experience, I'm guessing, of everybody in this band, because again, he goes back to being in bands that played all around Wisconsin in the 1970s.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we hear the song you picked out, Damn Your Eyes. Am I getting, is that correct? All right.
This is a favorite of the band. So how could I not pick this one?
Okay. This is Terry Barr. She's got two artists for us tonight, which is fantastic. This is the first one, Tony Kamen and the Soundgarden crew. And this is the song, Damn Your Eyes.
I can do what I want, I'm in complete control. That's what I tell myself. I got a mind of my own, I'll be alright alone. I don't need anybody else. I gave myself a good talking to. No more being a fool for you. But I see you, and all I remember is how you make me wanna surrender. Damn your eyes for taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes for giving my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. You say that you change, somehow you never do. I believe all your lies, I look in your eyes, you make it all seem true. I guess I see what I wanna see, or maybe my heart's just deceiving me. Cause with that look I know so well, I fall completely under your spell. Damn your eyes for taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. Damn your eyes. Thank you.
Terry, that's awesome. That is, listen, I'm sitting here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's gloomy out, and there's nothing like some blues. You know, it was just a great compliment to this Friday night. And I want to say this, too. I assume that that was Tony Cannon. He does not sound like he's from Wisconsin.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, it, and all the talent. I love how they highlighted all the instruments. And you gotta just let the blues breathe, baby.
It's great. It's okay to, you know what I mean? And it's like, it can't be a dance party every night. I love that,
right.
That chill and that vibe for tonight. Yeah. That was fantastic. We have a text for you, Terry. Lori from Hayward, that's the 715, says, "Damn your eyes, great choice, Terry Barr."
Ooh,
nice. Well, all right.
Thank you, Lori. Oh my gosh. Thrilled to be able to share Tony's music with you. You'll hear more if you listen tomorrow night to Max Inc. Radio.
Tomorrow night. That's fantastic. All right. Yeah. You can hear more of, yeah. Are they live in the lair, or are they, you just kind of just.
We're going to play a couple of their songs, but Tony will be in the studio to talk about it, to share some stories. And if anybody wants to, you know, send in questions or their thoughts on the music, we always welcome that.
Very cool. Let's try to talk a little bit about Marissa Balestrieri before the break, and then we can play the song afterwards. Tell us about Marissa Balestrieri.
You know, Pete, I love these stories, and this almost seems too good to be real. So she's from Wisconsin. She also originally from Madison. She goes to Canada, where she gets her Royal Conservatory of Music certificate. From there, she goes to Italy, where she becomes an Italian opera singer.
Oh my gosh.
She's there for years, and this is her life. This is what she does. Then I think she just decides, let's change it up. I've done this opera thing in Italy long enough. What can I do? So she applies for a job on a cruise ship. Nice. She moves to New York City, where the cruise is based, and she does this for 5 years. But this is where she meets her husband on the cruise ship.
Let's pick up there. Let's do a quick break and pick up there. This is a great story. All right. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr is here with awesome music, and you're going to want to hear the end of this. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. What you're doing now, it seems like yesterday.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed.
The Machine Shed, I-94 and Highway 164. Pewaukee.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
Between 2010 and 2019, 6,000 child care programs closed. When COVID hit, they were like, we can't do this again. So they invested in us. And now our state is going to be one of six. They took the federal dollars, but our state does zero. You're looking at 25% closing. I am likely going to be one of them.
This would be good to know if you would like to perhaps call your representative.
Yes. Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, we are back, folks. It is a Bar Band Friday night here. We are going to get through a couple texts here, and then the last texts I read are for our guest, Terry Barr. So let's zip through these. And let me also say that on Monday, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be in studio, folks. That will be fun. Kristen is always a blast as a guest. And then my pal, artist and actor Steve Segrin joins the show in the second hour. Steady Eddie says, Pete, did you know that bird's nest soup is actually made from nests of birds, swiftlets, a tropical bird in Asia? The soup consists of birds' solidified saliva and supposedly helps improve a person's skin and digestion. It's rich in calcium, magnesium, and potassium. It sounds tempting, but I think I'm going to pass on the bird's nest soup. I'm going to go with chicken noodle, please. That's Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy. Bridget says, she's in the 818. She says, warm milk, no thanks. And then we have... for our guest, Terry Barr, tonight, a couple of texts. Conrad's dad says, Terry, pea soup is great if you add diced potatoes, onions, diced ham, and fresh whole milk. A winning combination. Does that change your mind, Terry?
No.
Okay.
Unless he's going to make it and I can visit and try his recipe.
Yeah, that might
I would
be
do that. I would try it, but...
Well, now your guests are provoking comments, too, on the stream. Dave says, cruise ships are a great place to try new foods. There you go.
Ah.
Okay. We're learning something here tonight. All right. So you were telling us about your second artist, Marissa Balestrieri. She met her husband on a cruise ship. She's been all over the world. She was an Italian opera singer. What more could you possibly tell us?
It's just, I mean, when I'm telling you the story, I actually have to pause while I'm talking about some of this because... It just seems like it couldn't all be true, but I want to write a book or something, or I will write their unauthorized autobiography.
Do it. Absolutely.
Thank you. So they meet after she leaves the Italian opera. She takes a job with a cruise ship and she's based in New York City. Yay.
Wow.
And she does that for 5 years, but then she meets her husband, who just happens to also be a musician. He's originally from Tennessee, but they decided if they were going to go back anywhere, they would come to Wisconsin. So that is where they are now. And together they are putting a new album of original music that they're working on together, but they've moved away from, you know, the Italian, the big voice.
Yeah.
She's now gone more toward jazz, which I think I have heard her mention she just enjoys so much.
Well, this is really cool. I love jazz too. And it says she's also part of a duo, a trio, and a quartet.
I know.
So let's
she's
hear.
Gonna be busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is this song called, Terry? I wrote it down, but I can't find it.
Boy, I should know that too.
It is
I
spring.
I don't know. I can't find it.
Say again, Con.
It's spring.
Pete.
It's spring. Okay. Beautiful.
Spring, of course. And you know what's so funny? When I sent you this song, I thought, oh, this is perfect for the way the weather has been. A little stormy in spring, but this song just makes you feel like, okay, this is good. This is good.
This will bring us some actual spring. This is Maria Balestrieri on Bar Band Friday Night. Boy, this is a really chill vibe tonight. I love it, Terry.
Are you still awake?
I'm still totally awake. Thank you so much. We got to get out of here. Always fun, okay. My friend. Have a great show tomorrow night. Check out MaxSync Radio, everybody.
Friday.
We'll be listening, my friend. Thank you. And thank you to Nate Baumhoff and all your texts and calls about gross food tonight. Thanks, Terry. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least four people have died and others have been hurt in strong storms, including a possible tornado across the St. Louis area. KMOX's Sean Malone is checking out some of the damage.
I'm in a neighborhood called Fountain Park, where looking at some of the houses around here are partially collapsed. A statue of Martin Luther King Jr. in the middle of the park knocked over, along with the majority of the trees in the park snapped in half. The most tragic thing that happened, though, is the Centennial Christian Church partially collapsed, trapping three people inside. I can confirm one of those people died inside, the other two taken to the hospital. Sean Malone for CBS News, St. Louis.
Over 138 million people are under the threat of strong, long-track tornadoes, large hail and wind damage. Flash flooding is possible in the Mississippi and Ohio valleys. A lone guard assigned to watch a cell pod at a New Orleans